This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a stronger India-Indonesia strategic partnership, saying it will contribute not only to the prosperity of the two nations, but also to the regional and global peace and stability. Addressing the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta, Mr. Modi said, India follows the path of development, not expansionism.
Bharat vistarvad nahi, vikasvad ki niti par chalta hai, aur isliye hum Bharat mein kehte hain, sabka saath, sabka vikas. Aaj main yahi mantra, yahi bhavana lekar, Indonesia ke aap sabhi sansad sadasyon ke beech aaya. भारत और इंडोनेशिया के बीच समुद्र ताजा भविष्य का केंद्र है.
Mr. Modi also stressed on expanding cooperation in digital public infrastructure, including UPI, artificial intelligence, education, startups and innovation to benefit people in both countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Mr. Modi was conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honour, the Bintang Adipurna of the Republic of Indonesia, by President Prabowo Subianto during a ceremonial event. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that a new chapter has been added to India's education sector with the approval for the Indian Institute of Management, Bangalore, to establish an overseas campus in Indonesia. The proposal was approved by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Indonesia. He added that the establishment of an overseas campus of such a prestigious institution marks a significant step towards globalizing India's knowledge traditions and education system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that the India-Bahrain cooperation continues to deepen. Dr. Jaishankar concluded his two-day visit to Bahrain last evening. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar had an audience with Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa in the presence of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. During these meetings, the External Affairs Minister conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and reaffirmed India's commitment to further deepening the long-standing and friendly bilateral partnership with Bahrain. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari chaired a review meeting on the progress of ongoing national highway corridor projects in Bihar and Kerala in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Gadkari reviewed the status of ongoing works and emphasized the importance of timely execution. The Enforcement Directorate conducted searches at five premises in and around Kolkata in connection with alleged dishonest financial dealings, unlawful collection of money, and routing of suspected funds through certain bank accounts of the All India Trinamool Congress. The searches are being carried out at premises linked to the private firm Carewell Group of Companies operating in the aviation sector, its directors, and one purported electoral trust. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the mission to plant 70 lakh saplings in Delhi under the Ek Ped Maake Naam Abhiyan to increase the green cover in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that the central government and the Delhi government have resolved to fully develop 6,300 hectares of green ridge area into forest land over the next 4 years and ensure its protection. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, over 12 lakh saplings will be distributed free of cost and appeal the citizens to actively participate in the campaign. In Kerala, three people were killed in a landslide at the tunnel construction site near Kalladi in Mepadi, Wayanad, following heavy rainfall yesterday. Nine workers who were trapped underground were rescued and shifted to the Government Medical College Hospital, Mepadi. Six others remain missing and are feared trapped beneath the debris. Rescue operations are continuing with teams from the Fire and Rescue Services and Disaster Response Agencies. In men's cricket, England has set a target of 202 runs against India in the third T20 International at Trent Bridge in Nottingham tonight. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl. Put to bat, England scored 201 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.